Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17's of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're Dire Straits bringing this back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Jack Aldrich, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the top futurists of our time, author of a bunch of books, including Foresight 2020, which was written in 2012. We launched it on the show in 2012. Folks, you got to find this book because it was a book of prophecy. There's a whole bunch of references in there, Jack, to China. You mentioned China all over that book, and so, folks, I encourage you to find that, and congratulations on that foresight, Jack. Speaking of China, I'd like your thoughts on the implications of this, the global implications coming back to China from a global sources because of their handling of their creation of and handling of the, or mishandling, I should say, of the coronavirus. What do you think? Are you there?
Dealing with
Jack. I'm sorry, Jack. Would you say that again, please?
Oh, I said it's a great question, and it's really important. I think it's because what's happening with the pandemic, everyone focuses on ourselves and on our country, but the world is roiling, and there is a lot of dissension and anger and mistrust boiling up in China, first over the handling of the issue. Secondly, there are millions of Chinese. One of the weird things about this pandemic is more lives are going to be saved because of it. And the reason that is air pollution in China and India is going down. And a lot of Chinese are going to say, why would we ever want to go back
right
to the old polluting ways? Mm-hmm. China has a political revolution on there. We don't see it, but
right,
I'm utterly convinced it is happening on the ground, and they're using all of their authoritarian, near totalitarian powers to squench it.
Well, I think they're in desperation mode right now, especially with the way they're handling Hong Kong and mm-hmm. thumbing their nose at the rest of the world and their agreement. By the way, they thumbed their nose at that. They violated that. I think they're desperate, and I've been saying for a long time that China is not our worst problem. China is its own worst problem. It is an environmental nightmare, that whole country.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes it is. And because they have had economic growth, they have a really strong middle class, and those people, as you get more money, you want
yep.
an even higher standard of living.
And more intellectual freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which they don't have yeah. right now.
They do not. And
how do you think the coronavirus is going to this era we've gone through, this bifurcating our lives? How do you think it's going to affect from a revolution standpoint the United States?
Well, this is, and I say this as a futurist, this is the most dangerous period our country has seen since the Civil War.
We're more vulnerable than we've been since then.
We are, because both Russia and China, who have immense problems of their own, the one thing they can agree on is to try and create chaos in our country. And that is exactly what they are doing. They are exploiting our greatest strength, which is our diversity, but they are pitting American against American.
I had an expert on the show earlier this week, Jack, who said that Facebook and Twitter and those accounts, to their credit, have taken down hundreds, if not thousands, of accounts that they were determined were from those states, and they weren't pro Trump or pro Democrat. They were just trying to divide us.
Yes, Yeah, and I think that it is incumbent upon all of us Americans to, instead of focusing on our differences, focus on all of the shared values we have. We don't have to agree with everyone on every issue. I mean, that is impossible.
And life is not equitable. Life is not fair. We need to treat each other equitably, but life isn't there. But you're exactly right. There is the list of things that are good about America dwarfs whatever we think we need to fix. What do you think?
Yeah, this is one of the things I say, is that if you think you or your side is right on every single issue, there is no point of having a democracy. A democracy, by its very nature, expresses humility to say, we don't have all of the answers. There are different perspectives. We have to listen and work together. No one side is going to get everything that they need. But that's not a weakness. That is the strength of our system. It is what makes us flexible and adaptable. Mm-hmm. Totalitarian states are very strong, but they are very weak. And
do you agree, Jack, as we go to the break, do you agree that there are forces in this country right now who are gaining power as we speak, who are not working in the best interest of America? You believe those forces are out there?
As a former naval intelligence officer, I know that to be fact.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I completely agree, and we've got to get a handle on this. And political correctness and violating and not allowing the First Amendment is their tool, folks. Fighting our First Amendment and political correctness is one of their best weapons. We have to fight that. We have to stop that. Quick break. Tintail right back with Jack Aldrich. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.